Chapter 3. Now in those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of through Isaiah the prophet when he said, "The voice of one crying in the desert, make ready the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." But John himself had a garment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then there went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region beyond the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who has shown you how to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruit befitting repentance, and do not think to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our father.' For I say to you that God is able out of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. For even now the axe is laid at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that is not bringing forth good fruit is to be cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John was for hindering him and said, "It is I who ought to be baptized by thee, and dost thou come to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Let it be so now, for so it becomes us to fulfill all justice." Then he permitted him. And when Jesus had been baptized, he immediately came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice from the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.